Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of January, recording at 9:27, and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, today, first a quick review of the markets. The Asian markets were mostly down here today following that weak performance on Wall Street on Friday. And big hit, I forget whether it was the composite or the Shanghai A, but it was down over 7%, I believe. And the Hang Seng was down 4%, and so was the Nikkei nearly. So the volatility continues. Now, the markets in Europe came in weak, but closed off those lows, some substantially. Off their lows, and one of the main reasons for that was Wall Street, after some toing and froing, mostly on the upside though, and closed down near the highs of the day with the Dow up 176. That's 1.45%. The S&P was up 1.76%. Nasdaq comp over 1%. Now that's interesting in the sense that it offsets most, but not all, of Friday's sell-off. So the important thing is we didn't get downside follow-through by Wall Street today. And in long-dated government bonds, mostly a steady tone, although the U.S. markets are nearly unchanged. U.S. dollar's weaker in here today, down 407 ticks on the dollar index. That puts it to just above 75.5, and precious metals going gangbusters here, led again by the platinum market and the power outages that are occurring in South Africa and some other parts of Africa are certainly contributing to this strength in precious metals. And what else? The industrial metals were all stronger except for aluminium, which was down very slightly, although they weren't big gains. They were very modest gains in the precious metals. Grains and beans were pretty firm. I mean, here today, as were most commodities. I think lumber was down a little bit. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, it's still a nervous environment, a lot of bearish sentiment out there, particularly coming from the economists and from the banking groups generally. And the more optimistic sounds are coming from some of the corporate people, by no means all of them, but I've made this point before, and Owen's making it in here today in an article that he posted, that the people who are running a number of the multinational businesses benefiting from the global economy, which has only slowed a little bit, they're fairly optimistic. Now, that is really at odds with some of the financial columns that keep talking about and financial television programs keep talking about the concern over a global recession. I maintain a global recession is just not on here. The U.S. has got plenty of problems, but that's nothing new, is it? They're serious problems, but that's not the global economy. Okay. Now, as far as the stock market rally is concerned, I've mentioned that given the deterioration that we saw in the first 3 weeks of this month, that it would have to be a very good rally to offset some of that damage. Is the rally going to be that good? Well, we don't know, but we will see. The charts will show us. And the point, though, is that it does not appear to be over. My template for this is that, one, for this to be an important low that we saw last week, and there again, there were a lot of signs of very climactic activity. Any way you want to measure it, it was a selling climax. The bears, of course, will argue that it's only going to lead to some temporary respite and then we go lower. They could be right, but equally, I'd prefer to see how this rally actually shapes up. And a point that Owen and I have both emphasized is that to reaffirm the downward trends, we would need to see closes below the intraday lows that we saw last week. Now, I maintain the rally isn't over. What needs to take place to give a more bullish hue is first a strong rally, a surprisingly strong rally in terms of the bears. And then when we get the inevitable pullback, because nothing moves in a straight line, when we get the inevitable pullback, it will be important to see demand come in and steady these markets above the previous lows. Now, if that happens, and then we rally back up and take out whatever rally high occurs before that next setback, then we'll have a short-term upward trend, and that could gain a little bit of traction. That's the best case scenario. Now, if that's also going to happen, we should see some of the fuller money themes leading the way on the upside, and that too is possible. But if it doesn't happen, if we don't see that taking place, then that would add to that general consensus view that events are indeed quite bearish. Now remember, that crowd sentiment, all the fact that so many people say it's a bear market can certainly be viewed legitimately as a potential contrary indicator. Interesting times, indeed. Government bonds are going to continue to take their cue from equity markets, and I would not be surprised if we saw some steadier action in Asia tomorrow, and if that happens, then we'll get steadier action in Europe prior to Wall Street's opening. This is an important week because there's a lot of news coming out, particularly for the US economy, and then we get the Fed's decision, and one could say that perhaps the strength is just people anticipating that the Fed will lop another 50 basis points off the federal funds rate. I think they should do that. And again, I get castigated from time to time when I say that, and I will just paraphrase the statement. I believe it was Steve from Steve Forbes, and this was sent in by a subscriber, and I'll be posting it when I post comment of the day. And the gist of it is, if the patient's had a heart attack, treat the heart attack, and when the patient's recovered, then you can suggest a change in lifestyle. Well, the U.S. economy has certainly experienced a heart attack or two, and that needs to be treated. And that is what the Fed and the stimulus package are intended to do. And one shouldn't dismiss those too rapidly. People say, oh, great, huge economy, that stimulus package isn't going to make all that much difference. It's important to make a psychological difference. And any investor should understand that it is possible for people to talk themselves into a recession, particularly when you get all those gloomy economists and standing in the snow in Davos and predicting mayhem. And I don't think it's quite that bad, as you know. I get that when I say that, I'm just smiling to myself here because I have been posting an email today where someone had said I'm awfully nonchalant about what's been going on. Well, it's not a word I would use, but the fact that markets are being roiled in here, I think is something that we've seen before, not least in fuller money themes, but they do tend to bounce back more quickly, and that's what I would hope to see if they have not been significantly damaged, technically. Okay, moving on to precious metals. This move is gathering momentum, and I assume that the power outages are a temporary factor here overall. I certainly wouldn't abandon any precious metal positions that most of you will hold in bullion funds, and a number of people in shares. There's very good action occurring in the precious metals index right now, which looks poised to run again on the upside. But you should be prepared, those of you who are dealing in futures, you should be prepared to see a setback in the precious metals markets once we get any kind of statement that the power outages are over for the time being, and hopefully over for a long time. My own view on the precious metals, and I've said it for years, is that they are best purchased following downward reactions. And what else to mention in here? In terms of metals generally, the industrial metals are going to be far quieter than the precious metals until sentiment regarding the global economy improves somewhat. That, of course, is where sentiment is quite fragile, but to repeat a point, and I think an important point worth repeating, that when so many people are talking about a global recession, I think this reflects fear rather than fundamentals. Anything else to mention in here today? Crude oil 91.03, so holding its ground, but also in something of a corrective phase, as we see for a number of commodities, albeit within secular bull markets, in my view. And that's pretty much it. So, roll on tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be interesting. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.